I don't recognize it till I get really in.
Have you ever been up to see the baseball hall of fame?
No, I never did.
Where is that?
I didn't go up to anything, but I didn't go to that. So, I have time when I'm up there. I went to go see it. I came to New England and come back to New York to see the last two games. So I had teams going around New England, but I had somebody with me. I had to go where they wanted to go.
Where is that Hall of Fame?
It's not Williamsport, Liverpool. It's Liverpool, it's Everton, it's Liverpool.
Cooperstown?
It's Cooperstown. I don't know what section of New England it is.
What World Series did you go see? Which World Series did you go see?
I went to see two of them. I went to see the Yankees, the Dodgers play. I saw the Yankees. This one. Bud Shotton was a good friend of mine. Bud Shotton lived there. After the World Series, he went here before, but he had a son in the right hand. I followed him all through this. Active baseball life. He was third baseman. And then came in the store and bought something from him. I want to write you a check for that boy. Oh, he called me boy. Made me feel good. I told his son after he died, I said, I always enjoyed you, Daddy. I said, he made me feel young. I'm 56, 70 years old. Coming here, called me boy. Tickled his dad to death. Tickled his son to death. That's the way he used to talk to all the baseball players. So I asked Bert, I said, I'd like to be called by his name, Bert. I told him, write your check, he wrote it left hand. I said, Bert, I followed your career all through. I thought you was a third baseman. I never have seen him, left hand, third baseman. He said, yeah, I said, you got it right. I was a third baseman, but he said, I had a stroke and I can't use this hand to write with. I can use it, but I can't use it to write with. Did that straighten it out? I said, that straightened it out to me. I'm sorry I bothered you. But I said, you just amazed me to see a left-handed third baseman. He said, well, I was a right-handed third baseman.
He had a married woman. Her name was Cooper. You didn't call her by first name. What would you call her? Married woman named Cooper. You call her what?
Call her by her husband's name. What you mean, her original name?
Your, was her last name.
After she married, oh, Mrs. Cooper.
If
I wasn't familiar.
Do you have any name for like a...
For what?
Have any name for like a preacher or a mechanic or something who doesn't have a steady job and not very good at what he does, just kind of travels around, picks up a little work here, a little work there, and doesn't do it very well? Have any name for that kind of preacher or mechanic?
He doesn't do well. My opinion, that's the word I use. I'm afraid that's what happened to my son, but he told me yes, he said he had a job paid $1,000 a month. I guess he's been doing all right. I don't know. I asked him, I said, how long can you see before it? Can you do the job? I asked him, do you know how to do it? Is any doubt in your mind you can handle it? I let him see what a $600 a month job he could do, and the $1,000 job he couldn't do, like he took on that life insurance. I said, I can do it all right. He's got a lot of confidence. He thinks he's doing
good. You ever heard somebody like that call a jackleg preacher or a jackleg?
Yeah, jackleg carpenters. Carpenter, jackleg, he can do anything. He can do roofing, or he can do siding, or he can do most anything. It's not a reflection on his ability. It's a description.
You mean he can do a kind of jack of all trades?
He can do a half jack of all trades.